morning and welcome to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
Here's Sarah Donkersloot.
Thanks, Jupe. Good morning and welcome to Wellspring, a live broadcast sponsored by Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital. Jupe, Krista Thalen, who's a community programs coordinator at the hospital, is here this morning with me to tell our listeners about what's happening at the hospital. And usually it's just you and me, but I thought we'll bring somebody else with the fun because we need help. We need help. But when it's just usually you and me, we give our listeners an opportunity to win a prize.
Right.
So let's get started.
Okay. We'll give somebody an opportunity to win a prize. And what is the prize?
Well, Duke, the prize is an insulated lunch tote, and it's just really a nice thing to have. You know, you can take it if you want to go picnicking or if you're going to go to lunch, or you could give it to your kids to put a sandwich or something else in. And the number that you can call is 395-1450. That's 395-1450. And this is a question that I've asked before, but just name a service that Zeeland Community Hospital offers, and if you call in with a correct answer, you will receive an insulated lunch tote. The number to call is 395-1450.
Okay, we're not getting a call yet, but it can happen any second.
It can happen any second. It's waiting for that call.
Okay. Here we go. Good morning. You're on the line.
Hey, they do, screening for diabetes.
Would you repeat that, please?
Screening for diabetes. I think that's what you said, sir, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, first name and phone number, and we'll call you later.
Sir, Wayne.
Wayne?
336-4352.
Okay,
836-4352.
Okay, we will call you later, Wayne.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And we'll give someone an opportunity later on in the program, so please stay tuned. You know, our caller mentioned that we offer diabetes services. Yes, we do. We have a diabetes center. And in our diabetes center, we have certified diabetes educators, we have a social worker, and we have an endocrinologist, Dr. Phil Tate. And it is American Diabetes Awareness Month, Diabetes Awareness Month. And next week, Dr. Tate is going to be with me on the radio, and he is able to address any person's questions about diabetes and is going to talk about how people can support those with diabetes. So just a plug for what we're going to talk about next week.
I have a call here. Good morning. You're on the line with our guests. Okay, I guess
they're waiting for the prize
later on.
They're
waiting for the prize.
We do offer many services. We have a sleep disorder center. We offer many, many surgeries at the hospital, and we say that we can take care of really all of your family's needs, and in the event that you need more specialized care, we do have that direct connection to Spectrum Health downtown. And, Juke, we are excited because in mid-October, our bariatric surgery center received notification that we have been accredited as a Level 1 facility under the Bariatric Surgery Center Network Accreditation Program of the American College of Surgeons. Now, that's a mouthful, isn't it? But what it means is people come in and they evaluate the program, and you only receive this accreditation if all of the pieces are in place that you are committed to delivering the highest quality care for its bariatric surgery patients. And we are excited that we partner with Dr. John Schramm, and we're seeing people's lives who are being transformed, who have dealt with weight issues in the past, that weight loss surgery is an option. Also, I want to tell you something about the hospital. We recently received accreditation for both our laboratory and our hospital from the Joint Commission. Now, some people are going to say, what in the world is the Joint Commission? Do you know what the Joint Commission is, Juke?
I'm not sure.
Well, the Joint Commission accredits and certifies more than 20,000 healthcare organizations and programs in the United States. And what they do is they come in with a team for an unannounced survey. And they come in with someone, a physician that comes in. They come in with a nurse, and they come with someone who looks at safety. And they come into the hospital for 3 days, and they look at all aspects of the hospital. And what they do is they look at like what's called a tracer methodology, where they take a patient who comes in from the hospital from the beginning of their stage to the end. And, you know, they look at past records, patient records, and they go through and they make certain that everything is done with the highest quality, with the safety, and that the treatment is, you know, taken, is done in the correct manner for mm-hmm. that person. Then what they also look, you know, that's what the doctor and the nurse look at, and then they also look at the hospital. Are all safety measures are in place? You know, are doors, do they have the correct fire codes? And we are excited to say that we received accreditation from the Joint Commission when they came in for that three-day survey. And what they said at their exit survey, all three surveyors commented on the high quality of our organization and the professionalism and competency of the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital. And they said it was an extremely positive survey, and we can be proud of the care and services we provide to our patients and community. We had that, and then a month later, another team came in and surveyed our lab. Again, that was another unannounced survey. So they look at all the lab procedures, they look at all of the equipment, they look at all of the processes. And at that exit conference, the survey commented on the excellent staff at the hospital and said that that was reflected in the outstanding results. So, hey, you know, that's something we're excited about.
We're going to give away another
Yes, we want to give that away. That's
okay.
Right. You've got to keep me in line here, Duke.
Okay. All right. Every so often we got to do that.
Yeah, we do that. That's exactly right.
All right. What are we going to give away this time?
We're going to give another lunch cooler away, and Krista is going to give the question this time.
Zealand Community Hospital is pleased to offer programs that promote wellness. Caller needs to name something the hospital does in terms of promoting wellness.
It can be a class. It can be an event. The number to call is 395-1450. That's 395-1450.
Okay, here's that next call. So 395-1450 if you'd like to have a chance at winning it. Here we go. Yes. Coming up. Good morning, Talking to Town.
Could it be smoking classes?
Yes, we do. We offer a tobacco-free for
classes. I heard that.
And what is your name and number?
Betty Woodwike.
Okay, and what's your phone number? We'll call you later.
392-9553.
392-9553. Betty, we'll call that you and get your address so we can get that out to you.
Congratulations,
Thank
Betty.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
Mm-hmm. You know, the caller mentioned the tobacco cessation classes. And hold on, because we will give away one more at the end of Wellspring. We will be offering a tobacco-free for good class beginning in the new year. Many people look at New Year's resolutions, and a new class will be offered. It's a free class starting on January 9th. Through February 13. I want to let you talk a little bit now, Krista.
Sure.
You're involved as a community programs coordinator. One thing that you've been involved in is community flu clinics. Is it too late for people to get a flu shot?
No, actually, there's still time. We are hosting a community flu clinic at Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital tomorrow morning from 9 a.m. to noon. It will be in the DeWitt Professional Building conference room area, and signage will be posted to direct you to that clinic. Again, tomorrow morning from 9 a.m. to noon, community flu clinic.
Do you bill insurances?
We bill all insurances and accept cash and checks as well.
Okay.
$30 for the flu shot. Also, you can check out on our website, that's spectrumhealth.org/flu. Some urgent cares within the Spectrum Health system offer the flu shots. To note, Zealand Community Hospital, our urgent care does not, but there are others within the system that do, and they're open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week. And the South Pavilion site is open until 10 p.m., so you can get a flu shot there. third option is Spectrum Health Medical Group. Primary care offices are still offering flu shots. So,
and it's still important. It's important. Why is it important for people to get their flu shot? Juke, you've gotten your flu. You received your flu shot, didn't you?
Early on.
Oh, good. Because we talked about maybe he needed to go to tomorrow's clinic.
So yes.
You're all set. Wonderful.
You're also involved, Krista, in coordinating the Helen DeVos Children's Hospital Injury Prevention Program here on the Lakeshore. Tell us a little bit more about that program.
Yes, we're excited to be offering that again in the community for folks that think back. Safe Kids was quite prominent in this community, and due to funding sources, there being some funding issues, the Safe Kids program ceased a year ago, and Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital looked at there still being the need for those services, car seat checks, bike helmets, fittings, etc. So we are partnering with Helen DeVos Children's Hospital in expanding the efforts that are being offered in Grand Rapids to bring those here.
We have a call here. Good morning, Talk the Town.
Yes, I got a question for your guest here.
Yes.
My wife and I signed up for smoking classes at one time. It was a little while back. And we were the only two there, and they happened to say that, well, it's just not worth it. So they did not have a class for us. I'd just like to hear about that. Thank you.
Thank you. What we do is the class is very important, is geared around group discussion. And when you have, you know, a one couple, it's very, very difficult to have that class. I think in the instance what the caller was talking about is we looked at the Tobacco Free for Good is a program that is offered in the Grand Rapids area. And so that there were additional classes that were being offered at MetroHealth. And so we encouraged that individual to go to a class where he could benefit from the group discussion that is a part of it. Because the purpose of the program is to encourage for people to share their stories and
also to have that support group feel to it. When there are more participants involved in the class and the sharing happens, it really allows the participants to benefit more than it just being a one-on-one type of situation. Yes.
But thank you for the comment, sir, and you know, for thinking about smoking cessation. Krista, you were talking about car seats.
Right. So car seat checks and bike helmet fittings, along with water safety, sports injury focus, and also some home safety aspects that we're, again, looking at for Ottawa County. We are thrilled to be having monthly car seat checks, and we partner with the Holland New Car Dealers Association to do that. And since May, we've been offering one to two car seat checks a month at the area dealerships. And we have one scheduled for this Saturday at Crown Motors Honda on 196 Regent Boulevard at the south end of Holland. We'll be there from 9 to noon. And we do have some appointments still available if folks want to call to have their car seat checked. It's about 30 minutes or so to come in, and we'll take a look at the car seat, see how it's installed in the vehicle, see how the child is restrained within the seat, and if there needs to be any modifications or changes made, we'll work with the parents on educating them and then doing some hands-on training with them to get the seat installed correctly. And
some people may be thinking, you know, I know how to put my car seat in. You know, there were directions when I got it. How would you respond to that?
4 out of 5 car seats are installed incorrectly, and what we find are some can be very minor issues, but some pretty major. So it's always good to just have a double check, and the staff and volunteers that are at the seat checks have gone through a week-long certification to learn how to properly install all the variety of seats.
Is there any cost for people to come and have their car seat checked?
The event is free, and if families are in need of a new car seat, we have those available, convertible seats at $55 and boosters at $15. And if folks are on Medicaid assistance, we offer a reduced rate. There just needs to be proof of that assistance.
So if people would like to come to that event, how would they reserve a time?
Sure. They can give me a call at 616-748-8744. That's 748-8744 to make an appointment.
We better give away another prize here today.
Okay, somebody can call, and if you are the first caller to call in, you don't even have to answer the question. You're going to get a lunch cooler.
How about that?
Yes. 395-1450. Okay. That's 395-1450. The first caller, you will get a lunch cooler from Zealand Community Hospital.
Who's going to ring my chimes here? Here we go. Good morning. You're on the line.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do we need your name and
name and a phone number, please?
Harold Headley.
Okay. And your phone number, please?
895-6723.
895-6723?
That is correct.
Okay. We'll be giving you a call later. Thanks so much and congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And, Juke, we are about out of time. Just want to tell people we are offering a nutrition class this coming Tuesday, guilt-free ways to spice up your holidays. There'll be a dietitian, and she's going to be giving some healthy recipe treats with some taste testing. Until next week, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital wishes you